Welcome back to Targum Medicine on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha Shoftim features the mitzvah of appointing a king, appointing a melech. So we have in Parak Yuzayin, Pasuk Yudalid, says, Kisavo el ha'aretz asher Hashem lekach nosein lecha v'rishta v'yashavta ba, when you go into the land, v'amarta asima alai melech kalagoy mesher sivosai, and you will say, I want to appoint a king over all the nations that are around me. And then we get to Pasuk Tesvav, Som tasim alecha melech, you shall surely place a king, Asher yivchar Hashem elkech, one that Hashem chooses for you. Hashem chooses him for this. And mikerev achecha tasim alecha, he should be from your brothers, a fellow Jew. Tasim alecha melech lo sucha l'seis alecha ish nachri, you can't make a nachri king over you. Asher lo achicha, who is not your brother. So the Targum Yonason over here is very interesting on this on pasuk Tesvav. Because part of the pasuk is translated, part of it is not. So let's take a look. It says, "Tisbuun ulfan min kadam Hashem." You should make an inquiry, an ulfan, like a limud from before Hashem. We basar kadein tamanon alechon. We basar kadein, and after this, tamanon alechon malka. You should appoint a king over you. And then leis lechon rishulam ana alechon gevar chilonai dela minachuchon hu. And you're not allowed to appoint another king. A king who is non-Jewish over you. So the first question is, what is this inquiry mentioned at first, right? The pasuk just says, you shall surely place over you a king that Hashem will choose, and he has to be Jewish, basically. And Targum Yonason says, you should have an inquiry, a limud from before, an inquiry before Hashem, and after that appoint a king who is Jewish. And so we have to try to figure out, what is this inquiry? And really, there are, I think, a couple of possibilities here. And two of them are quoted in the Bir Yonason for what this inquiry is. The first pshat, which is the preferred shot of the Bir Yonason, is that the inquiry is not whether or not they should appoint a king in the first place, but rather who should be appointed, which seems to be the simple pshat in the pasuk. And you know, it says that you shall surely place a king whom Hashem will choose. Hashem is choosing the king. So the first pshat is that the inquiry over here is, who should be king? And Sifrei says explicitly that a Navi should be consulted for the choice. Just the weakness of this pshat of interpreting this inquiry as regarding who should be king is that it seems to say, the simple reading of Targum Yonason is, you shall make an inquiry from Hashem, and after that appoint a king whom Hashem chooses. It doesn't seem to be regarding the choice, but whether you should even appoint a king in the first place, which is the second possibility. That maybe the inquiry is whether or not you should appoint a king, or whether or not it's the right time to appoint a king. Right, and this is quoted also in the name of the Ketaras HaSamim, Bir Yonason quotes it, among others, that the inquiry is whether or not to appoint the king in the first place should be delved into before appointing the king. And we know that there was a challenge, as we see in Sefer Shmuel, when there was something inappropriate about the way the king was appointed, and Ramban over here deals with that, how this works with Shmuel. But it's not so simple to just appoint the king whenever you want. That's something you have to ask first. There has to be an inquiry about that first, and then you can move forward with it after consulting a Navi. And then, yes, you should also consult a Navi further for the choice. Now, Bir Yonason notes that a weakness in this pshat is as we noted, that the Targum Yonason does not translate the phrase that later on in this pasuk, Asher yivchar Hashem al kechabo, a person that Hashem will choose. Right. The simple understanding of the pasuk is, for sure Hashem will choose the person, not Hashem will choose the time. And Targum Yonason doesn't translate that phrase, which leads the Bir Yonason to believe that Targum Yonason just kind of put it a little bit out of order, but the inquiry is for sure about the person, not about the timing. So it seems that both pshatim have a little bit of a weakness. One is the reversal of the order in the Targum Yonason. Another is that Targum Yonason doesn't translate one phrase. So it's not clear. Is the inquiry about the person who should be the king, or rather the timing and whether it's appropriate in the first place to appoint a king? So that it's hard to say. But let's assume like the second shot for a moment, which is that the source of you know, the source of the that the inquiry is indeed about whether or not to appoint a king. And so the question is, where would Targum Yonasan get that from the text? Right, from the text we know it's pretty clear that there is some sort of inquiry about who the person should be. Asher yivchar Hashem lekechabo. But how would Targum Yonasan, if we would say this other pshat, Targum Yonasan would say that they're actually asking if they should appoint a king in the first place, or if they should do it now in the first place. So where does Targum Yonasan see that in the pasuk? So I have a couple of possibilities. Maybe you could say som tasim, that double lashon is coming from a place of confidence. You shall surely place a king. Where does that confidence come from? Right. If you're not sure about the matter, you didn't ask, you didn't seek etzah from the you know, the leader of the nation, from the Nevi'im. So how are you supposed to do som tasim? Maybe you could say tasim alecha. But when it says a lashon of som tasim, you shall surely do it. So that indicates that there needs to be a certain type of confidence. Where does that confidence come from? From Das Torah, from asking the Navi. So that's one possibility. Another possibility we can suggest is that maybe it's a drasha on the lashon of som, not in the double lashon of som tasim, but the lashon of som. We see there's a Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the bottom, goes over to the next Amud, which interprets the lashon of visam derech, and you shall place away, as visham derech, that you should kind of like evaluate and assess. And that says over there that, you know, you should be mindful about decisions that you make and just evaluate all, you know, the results of your actions before you act. And it's visam derech, no, not visam, visham. You should evaluate it. So perhaps we could say a similar pshat over here, that when it says som tasim, you should read it as like shum, like making like some sort of evaluation and a proper assessment. And of course, a proper assessment would have to be through a navi when you're making such a big national decision. So whether it's the lashon of som tasim or al tikri som ela shom, evaluate, these might be possibilities of where Targum Yonasan would get the idea that you have to inquire from a Navi, not just who the king should be, but whether or not it's the right time to appoint that king. Have a beautiful Shabbos.